What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, here we are. There's been so much going on in the news as of late. The mass shootings, articles like this. Told you, men in 2023 were finally going to say, fuck it, across the board. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, this article was sent to me by Multi Awesomeness and was published on the 25th of January. A TikToker was stabbed by her husband in front of their son out of jealousy when he saw how she danced in her videos. Now, gentlemen, this article actually came out of Peru. And of course, the translation is a little choppy, so I'm going to fix it on the fly. Marilyn Martinez had thousands of followers on TikTok who have not missed their clips where the 34-year-old woman danced and gave advice on how to get in shape. In several of her TikToks, the mother also did some with her husband, who would be in the videos in which he always showed his love and danced for him. However, the man, in a fit of jealousy, when he saw how his wife created content, ended up deleting her. Notice the key words that they try to put in here. Jealousy. Jealousy. No. Doesn't seem like jealousy to me. It seems like what she was doing with him in her videos and what she did alone were two different sets of videos. And more than likely, he found the spicier videos. Think about it, gentlemen. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! Marilyn and her family are from Peru. The crime occurred in the San Borja neighborhood in Lima when the TikToker's neighbors were alarmed to hear screams coming from the woman's house. When they came out to see what was happening, witnesses indicated that the TikToker asked for help through one of the windows from the house, according to information from local media. Calling the police, troops arrived at the scene and found Marilyn Martinez lying on the ground without vital signs after being attacked with a knife. Marilyn's partner, her husband, was still in the house, who was identified as Alexandra Israel Pinedo Barron, who had gone to the kitchen to get a knife to attack his wife, who had been stabbed while their 9-year-old son saw how he attacked her. Man, that's messed up, but hey, reality is reality. According to the couple's neighbor, Marilyn and Alexander were constantly fighting for the jealousy that they gave the man for the content that his wife made for social media. But the lawsuit between the two ended on January 16th after Maryland's deletion. Her son was found locked in his room and was taken by one of his relatives, where he remains safe. So, like I previously said, he probably found the spicier content that she kept hidden away from him. And that right there is what made him mad. Ladies, if you want to go this route, you're going to have to pick one. Either your husband and your family or the online content. You can't have it both ways. Now, I'm pretty sure this guy was like, hey, the stuff you do with me, we do as a family, that's fine. But this other stuff you're doing, no. I don't want to accept that. And we know how female nature kicks in. Well, I'm going to do what I want to do. You can't tell me what to do. You can't control me. Oh, but you're under my roof. If you want to do this, go find your own place. Yeah, we know how that scenario tends to play out. After the attack on his wife, Alexander tried to attack the guard of the condominium where they lived. After he came to see what was happening, when he heard the desperate cries of Marilyn, said the aforementioned midfielder. Finally, the suspected femicide was captured by authorities while still in the apartment. Notice, in a lot of Latin countries, they try to use the word femicide to try to make it more sinister. Oh, he killed a woman. Oh, that is even worse than just killing somebody else. No. When someone gets deleted, it's homicide. Period, point blank. Alexander was transferred to the San Borja District Police Station, where he was awaiting to hear whether or not he will go to trial after the deletion of Marilyn Martinez, who on his TikTok account posted nearly 166,000 subscribers, where he also added more than a million likes in all his videos he posted. Well. Social media, once again, has destroyed so many people, especially people in relationships. Marriages too, we gotta go ahead and include that, because how many women typically reignited old affairs via Facebook, via Instagram, via any sort of social media? Now, of course, men, some of us are guilty of that too. But by and large, it has always been women who use social media to get that attention fix, to get that little dopamine rush when someone likes a photo or likes a video. We all see this. We all know this. But guess what? Ladies, if you're in a relationship, you might want to curb that behavior. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home, gotta give it a 10. Method of execution, obviously the hot butter knife of doom. So you know I'm gonna give that one a 15. Now for the psychological impact, the son saw it go down, so I gotta give that one a 15 also. And for the brutality factor, come on now, the hot butter knife of doom, she was screaming out the window. Yeah, she didn't go down quietly or quickly. So I gotta give that one a 15 also. So Pinedo, the Punisher, gets a score of 55. Ladies around the world, there are so many of you who are going to end up in a situation like this. you think, shaking your little scrawny behind on social media. You think that's a good thing. You want that attention. However, if you're going to be in a relationship, you've got to go ahead and choose one. But we know, especially here in the West, women are able to use the system to their advantage and say, well, you know what? You can't tell me anything. I'm going to do what I want to do. And if you don't like it, then I'm going to use the gun of the state against you. See, women in non-Western countries, they really don't have that option. They don't. But as this woman found out the hard way, she thought she was going to become Westernized. However, she ended up in a grave. Hey, it is what it is. But I've rambled on long enough. Read the article, if you will. Let me know what you guys think. And women around the world who consistently use social media as a way to garner attention from, unfortunately, thirsty men around the world, you better understand this, and you better understand this quickly and clearly. The power you think you have from social media will go out. Feminism, which allowed you to think you can have all that power, will go out right along with it. Because trust and believe, women, there are more men who are starting to not accept this whole social media attention grab. And guess what? Some of those men, like the man in this article, are going to take matters into their own hands, especially when they find the hidden content. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.